Your life is a story. It's time for you to be the hero in your own journey. What was your favorite story as a child? Was it The Wizard of Oz? Did Dorothy want to go down the yellow brick road? Or did she find herself in unforeseen circumstances where she really had no alternative to go down the yellow brick road and get the support of the people around her as she went on this epic adventure? What about Rocky? Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky Balboa. It's the same story. Alice in Wonderland, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter. Why do we love these films? Ask yourself the question, what is it about those films that makes us want to watch? These films transport us from the world that we're in and take us into a fantasy world. But a world that we resonate, a world where we feel an identification with the characters. It's called the hero's journey. And every single film has the hero's journey mapped out. And this is what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to come on the hero's journey with me. I'm calling you out, just like Frodo was called in Lord of the Rings, but he didn't want to go. He wanted to stay where he was. He needed a coach. He needed a mentor, someone to pull out their hand and give them the confidence that they could step into the unknown. And even in the film, when they leave the place they were from and they come to the end of the field, they come to an edge of the field, one of the characters says to the other, "We've never been past this step." They step to a place they've never been before. And just imagine if they hadn't done that and they'd gone home. Would you have watched the film? No. You watch the film because the characters go to a place they've not gone before. In most cases, we are scared and frightened to follow our bliss. We are scared to do what others don't do. We are scared to walk our own path. You see, in your life, when you grew up, just like me, we had to conform. We had to be like everybody else. I don't know about you, but I learned to smoke. Did I enjoy it? Of course I didn't enjoy it. I did it because I wanted to fit in. I wanted to be like everybody else. Until I got to an age where I started to question, I don't like being like everyone else. I want to be myself. And when we be ourselves, we choose our own path. We don't walk someone else's path. Now, there have probably been many times where you've watched a film and you've seen this hero going on this epic adventure. They're called to an adventure. They don't want to go. They get a coach or a mentor and they go to a place they've not gone before. Maybe you've seen Star Trek. One of the famous lines in Star Trek, "To boldly go where no man has gone before." If they kept going to the same place every single time, would you watch it? You watch it because it's an adventure. You watch it because you don't always know what's going to happen. You see the characters taking on something that in many cases almost defeats them. But then they go into training. They learn skills they didn't even know that they had. They then face the adversity that they faced before, and this time they conquer. And then they go back stronger than they were before, and they pass on what they learned and give it to other people. It's called the hero's journey. Being a hero in the beginning and having the feeling of doing something is all well and good. But how do you keep that feeling alive? How do you get yourself to hold yourself accountable for what it is that you say you're going to do? And when we look at all of the heroes and all the films that we love, there is a common theme. Yes, they are the protector, but they are also practicing virtue. What does that mean? The virtues of courage, the virtues of justice, the virtues of practicing temperance, not giving in to willpower, and the virtue of wisdom. But what about the story of your life and closing that gap between where you are and where you want to go, so you become what you can become? Because you and I have something in common. You and I, we are in the story making business. We are in the legacy making business. And right here, right now, the legacy of your life is unfolding. And I really want you to think about, where do you want your life to go from here? We have a capacity to make things happen. We have a capacity to do great things, but we are our own worst enemy. You might have heard that if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And history has an incredible pattern of repeating itself unless we change. And when we look at the story of your life and my life, we have a lot of things in common. Your life was probably quite traumatic. You grew up in a world where you had to fit in. You were programmed to fit in. You were programmed to be like everyone else. You were programmed to be accepted. And what did that do? Well, that gave you a whole load of insecurities and doubts as you started to question who you were. For me, as a child, I desperately thought I wasn't good enough and wanted the world to give me attention. I wanted the world to tell me that I was good enough. And I did whatever I needed to do to fit in, to smoke, to drink, to do what the others were doing. And it was Mark Twain that said, when you find yourself erring on the side of the majority, step back, look at what you're doing, and reconsider. We know that people change when their perspective changes. And I want to give you a different perspective of this right here, right now. We have a number of things in common. We're in the story-making business. Your story is probably similar to my story. We've had challenges. We've been called to adventures. We've had love stories. We've had horror stories. But we're still here to tell the tale. The question I want to ask you is, what do you want the next chapter of your life to be? Do you want history to repeat itself? You have a voice in your head that is giving you a narrative. It's the inner voice, the voice that says, stay where you are. It's the voice that wants you to be who you were in the past. It tries to defend you, to keep you in your past, because that is where you've been. That is where you're comfortable. And there is a part of your brain that thinks this is who you need to be in the future. And for many of us, we've given that part of us such great attention that it's so noisy that we fail to hear the other part of us. Have you ever seen Star Wars? In 1977, I watched that film and I sat in the cinema with my mouth wide open. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. To see the force that existed in this person, Luke Skywalker. And which force was he going to tap into? The dark side or the side of the Jedi? The force of good or the force of evil? We resonate with these films. That's why we watch them. They're talking to us. You have that part of you that will take you away from where it is that you could go. Because maybe now you don't exactly know where you want to go, but I'm sure you want to go away from where you are to something better. If you want to be in the movie of your life, step back, look at what you're doing, and reconsider. And I really believe that this is the pivotal point in all of our lives to look at life with a fresh pair of eyes.
Visit our official website www.motivationalspeech.xyz.